Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com. You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted, not just checked. They are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Kenny's miserable right here on My Talk. It's streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, Don, and Kenny. What's wrong, Kenny?
Why,
what's
Kenny?
Wrong?
This is the song that plays in my head every time I have to watch Alexis eat a breakfast sandwich in front of me. Go easy on me, Lex.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Lex.
Oh,
what are you doing to Kenny, Lex?
I didn't realize that would have that effect.
It's very triggering.
Every day now.
Why would you hurt me like that?
Every day, Lex.
I'm kidding.
I have nothing but love for you.
Now I know.
Every day,
step
Lex.
Step to the side or do it after.
Step to the side.
Step to the side, eat your sandwich.
Out of the camera view.
Yeah. In the name of love.
Before we do, because... Just to switch subjects so Kenny doesn't start crying. Uh-huh. But to go off of Dawn's last story, I have a very quick unhappy homo. May I do that real quick?
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, what in gay hell?
Uh-oh.
Seems pretty upset about something.
It's unhappy homo.
What is he so upset about?
Let's ask him. Jace?
Power spraying graffiti. That's right. You know my feeling on graffiti on small businesses and tagging. I've complained about it routinely because of the price that small businesses have to pay to remove it. There is a new trend, and I don't know how this is happening. I don't know why, but the taggers are now using power sprayers.
Oh, so efficient.
It's faster. Giant. Like there is a building on Central in Northeast Minneapolis, a private business again, and they are power spraying like
stories tall on these buildings.
Really?
And they're, yes. And it is happening all over. And again, because this is an era of people taking little snippets and reacting, let me be Crystal Carrington clear. I know there are much larger issues in our lovely city, but I'm telling you this. They need to come up with a task force. They need to have a meeting and figure out what to do, because this is costing small. There's a small business by my house that has been tagged routinely. And that poor guy has to go out there, buy more paint. And it's just ridiculous. Now, look, graffiti art is a whole other subject, Social justice art, whole other subject. I'm specifically talking the tagging of small businesses who most likely are supporting the cause that you support. Mm-hmm. And using power sprayers, I just don't get it. I don't get why. Well, I do, because it's, I don't know. It just angers me to no end.
What about anyway. Billboard graffiti artists?
Like us, you mean? Yeah, like our billboard. Yeah, I know. Believe
me. Oh my gosh! That's when okay. I saw that, I was like, "Do they not know Jason hates graffiti?"
Yeah, I know. B. Arthur,
crack it up.
Oh, Blex again. My face.
Yeah.
Oh, again.
I have video evidence of that too.
Oh yeah, Kenny. I was not Diet Jason. I was full,
you're full flavored.
I was full flavored
Fully
Jason
leaded,
that day.
Jason.
Shooting this thing in the coldest day of November. And they were not ready. And we had to do graffiti. And the poor, fabulous photographer, who's immensely talented, he looked at the two of us and he said, "Yeah, I was doing some research on you. And I found out that you don't like graffiti."
Oh.
And I said, "Yeah, it's all right. I'm sure you're going to do a great job." And then lo and behold, here we are.
Here's a spray can.
Here's a spray can. Anyway, but it is. I feel for the small business owners. It's a big problem and it needs to be worked on.
Do they have like just a rattle can on a stick?
I don't know how they're doing it, Kenny.
Maybe
but it
drones?
Is.
Drones?
It is giant.
Drones are terrible.
Yeah, maybe, Lex. All kidding aside. No, she might be right. I don't know.
A drone with a spray?
Who knows?
I mean, they're doing a whole bunch of things.
I've been Googling it. There's no instructions on how to do this.
A big ladder? No, oh, maybe they're driving around in a fire truck?
It is giant. It is huge. And there's two main tags that are popping up all over. And it's, I don't know. It's really, really bad. And I just feel for these businesses that are already struggling and they have to pay these, you know, they have to keep cleaning up their buildings. So anyway, there we go. There's Unhappy Homo. On to lighter things. Let's get ready to rumble, everybody, because it's time for Scream Pop Culture Trivia.
Just whatever comes to mind, shout it out.
Shout it out. Play at home, play in your car, wherever you may be. Now, Kenny always talks about how it might not be very fair. Today, I think I've got kind of a combo quiz going on. Today, we're celebrating Rockefeller Center's Christmas tree lighting. Okay, that's happening tonight.
Okay.
It's great. So I have, believe it or not, I found some Christmas light trivia. And I also have some entertainment focus as well. So, Kenny, you might be good at this, okay? Now, remember, let me get through the question, and then it's free fall.
You really have it in for me. What I did to you.
What? These are good questions for you. That's what I'm saying, Kenny.
I'm excited about this.
Is that why me like this?
This is good stuff.
It's like I get this at home.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes. Me and the roommate need to hang out. That probably with all of us.
No, that's never going to happen.
Okay. All right. So here's some Christmas light trivia.
Okay.
Who invented the electric Christmas light?
Westinghouse.
I have multiple choice here. Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Graham Bell, or Thomas
Edison.
Edison. It is Edison. Yes.
This is very aggressive.
In the Christmas season of 1880, he strung lights up on his laboratory, and that's the first display of lights.
It's very sweet.
You're damn right. It's aggressive, Matheson.
He's ready.
Oh my gosh.
These were made for you. Remember,
I love this.
Tailoring this quiz. Before electric Christmas lights, how did people illuminate their Christmas tree?
Candles.
Ooh, it is candles, but who got it?
Kenny did,
actually. Okay.
Grandpa told me that when I was a kid, and I said, Grandpa, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah,
a burning candle on a Christmas tree.
On its Christmas tree.
And Kenny asked that question to him in 1899.
That's right.
Now, those are fighting
touché,
words.
Dog,
okay, this was related to that. Before the advent of Christmas lights, how long did families display their Christmas trees?
1 week.
No, until the wise men come.
No, Kenny's right.
1 week?
Yeah, it was a week or less.
Okay.
Because there's candles on there, and it's really a hazard. Yeah. Hazardous luxury. So it only stayed up for
a while. That's what I put on my dating profile.
Yeah.
I'm a hazardous luxury. That's, oh my gosh.
That's
you
how
get
this
so
show is
dates.
Described. That's how this yeah. show is described. Yeah.
Because it's such a fire hazard. In 1900. How much did a single strand of Christmas lights cost in today's dollar?
Oh, in today's dollar?
Yes.
$19.99.
I'll say $4.
$10.
Mm-mm. It's triple digits.
$100.
Really? Oh, in today's money?
In today's money.
$341.
$300 is what it costs. Oh, I don't know who got it, but
goodness.
One strand of Christmas lights. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's only for rich people.
Yeah. It's a luxurious hazard.
One, the winner of that one is the host of the Krabby Coffee Shop, Don McLean.
All right.
What are you trying to pawn this off onto me for?
All right, let's see who's going to get this one.
He only wants to trap skunks. That's why.
That's all he wants to do.
What is a blow mold?
Wait,
a blow mold is a blown
dessert.
Glass apparatus. It's like a tube that you do blown glass.
It's to make ornaments.
Blow mold.
Nope.
It costs $20 on Hennepin Avenue.
Blow mold.
Ready for that.
On what day?
Okay, is it a Christmas lollipop? What day are you planning on putting this on your calendar?
Well, is it cold or hot outside? They should upcharge for the cold weather.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Is it a tool for making a Christmas gelatin salad? Or is it a molded plastic Christmas decoration that lights up?
It's the second one. It's the second one.
The first one.
It is the last one. A molded plastic decoration that lights up.
Right.
Jace got that one.
My only one.
All right. What is uninflatable?
I'm not going to say it.
What is an inflatable?
Yes.
It's something you put
like
outside your house.
Santa.
It's
a
yeah.
It's a blow up reindeer.
It's an air-filled decoration.
There you go.
Powered by a fan. It's nylon.
Yeah.
I don't know who
I'm
got that.
I'm giving myself that one.
Yeah.
All right. Old-fashioned bubble lights. If you've seen those, are really
yes.
beautiful. Features a glass stem filled with a liquid that bubbles when heated.
Oh, my gosh. I've never even heard of this.
Oh, they're really cool. There's little night lights. There's safe ones you can buy now.
Oh.
What is that liquid? Is it water?
Mercury.
Is it?
Oh, I'm not.
Nope.
I should wait.
Hydrogen.
Is it elf saliva? Or is it methylene chloride?
That.
Methylene chloride.
It's meth.
It is that, yes. It's a toxic solvent that now has been proven to cause cancer, so of course.
That's why they don't use it anymore.
They're not doing that, because they'd break, and then that's not good.
No.
No.
One more. Let's do one more, Lex.
Okay, so we'll stick with this. Let's see. Ooh, what? Oh, that's not one. That one's not fun. Hold on a second. I thought we were going to go on to.
I'm curious.
Let's see here.
We're out of time.
Which U.S. president was the first to adorn the White House Christmas tree with electric bulbs? Was it Grover Cleveland, Herbert Hoover, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Herbert
FDR.
Hoover.
FDR.
Hoover.
No, it was Cleveland. 1895.
Grover. Oh.
I have a special message
Hundreds
for
of
Hannah.
Multicolored bulbs. Yes.
Yeah. This is the only thing I want you to post on today's... right there. Put that on Twitter, Hannah, or I'm coming for you.
I'm taking a picture. Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hold it right there.
Hannah doesn't have time for this BS.
I know.
Yeah.
While Lex is taking that picture, I will tell
this.
Did that for you, Kenny? Anna. Okay.
I ruined it because I gave you the finger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that made the picture better.
I'm just kidding.
It did make the picture better. When we come back, the one, the only Dirt Alert.
Hey, Lex, are you smile ready?
I think.
Dawn, are you smile ready?
Just give me 3 minutes and then yes.
Well, good, because it's time to be smile ready for all those fall events like weddings, reunions.
Halloween?
I mean, you wear a mask, but sure. Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can help you be smile ready with a great offer happening right now. Now, through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You're going to love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
And it's so easy to get started. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
And when you talk with our friends at Hughes Dental, don't forget to say you heard about them on My Talk.
As I always say, Dr. Amy is the best at what she does. She's the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Yes, I was reading some reviews and they are spectacular. Like this one. I started with a video consult, which was very informative. Next, I went in for a consult with Dr. Amy and Jackie. They were able to temporarily put a composite over my teeth to show me what they would look like if I got veneers. That process was also very informative and fun to see the results.
Should I read the next one like Yoda?
Maybe in our next commercial, Lex.
Okay. To get started, go to Hughes-Dental.com to learn more about Dr. Amy and her staff. And then when you're ready, click on the free video consult request.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, my friends. Thanks for being here. It's time to get caught up with the entertainment news of the day in the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. It's a lot of heavy news today, so that's just what I bring to you. I mean, I don't make it up. I just deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm. You're the messenger. We get it.
Yeah, that's true. I will start with something a little bit lighter, and that is that the announcement of who is going to be the next Bachelor has been made.
Oh.
It's Clayton, who is on Michelle Young's current season of Bachelorette. I don't think anymore.
Do we like him?
I don't know, because I thought I was going to watch, and then I didn't watch very much. And we have a really good recapper on Twin Cities Live, our producer, Betsy. So she comes in and like gives me all the good stuff, and it's made me kind of lazy. You know, it's like Cliff Notes.
Now you don't have to watch it.
I know.
Yeah, just like us.
I'm barely...
Yeah, I've released myself like from that.
I know. I'm barely managing things as they are.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Wednesday, and I've had 3 children out of school on various days for various reasons.
Oh, no.
And, you know, every day, yesterday I was like, when I got the final news, I just started laughing because I was like, at this point, if I don't laugh, I'll curl up in a ball and start crying and I'll never get out of the ball.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Been there.
So anyway, in case you were wondering how I'm doing, that's how it is. You know, just keeping it real with you.
Yeah, hey.
Anyway, Clayton's going to be the next Bachelor, so he's going to lead season 26 of the long-running dating show. And people were thinking this was going to happen in September because photos of him with a camera crew were leaked.
Mm.
So, you know, they kind of had to come out and talk about it. I don't know. I haven't felt like the guys on Michelle's season have been, like, that great. I watched a little bit of it, and I was like... I don't know about these guys. I feel like she's
feel
really
like
wonderful.
They're not good enough.
I didn't feel like any of them were like, oh yeah, okay, I could see this.
Yeah.
Except for the Minnesota guy. He's the only one.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I was watching from afar.
Underwhelmed.
With the exception of maybe 2 or 3, to be very blunt and a little crass, they all seem like douche canoes.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know.
They all seem like the kind of guy that you avoid at Crave at the bar. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Or at Cove. Oh, look at him. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. They might be pretty, but they have not a lot going on upstairs.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
And also, I think just like a lot of self-involvement.
Oh, yeah.
And sort of...
Misplaced confidence.
Genuine. Yeah.
Misplaced confidence.
Misplaced confidence. That's good. That should be another t-shirt.
Another name for our show.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West reunited. did. They went to Virgil Abloh's final Louis Vuitton show, and they went alongside their daughter, North. And Virgil passed away. We talked about this yesterday, but his death has been making lots of headlines. He was just 41, and he was a groundbreaking designer at Louis Vuitton, and this was his final runway show in Miami. And the title was Virgil Was Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But very good friends with Kanye and Kim.
Wow.
And Midwest roots, you know. I know. Yeah. I talked about that, that he went to the University of Wisconsin.
That's really, you know, I had no idea that, I mean, there's nothing against the University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, be careful who you're speaking to.
No, I'm just saying, like, wow, what a climb. What a journey.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, not going to some sort of, like, New York fashion school.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like NYU School of Fashion.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's really great.
National American University.
You didn't say it right, Jace.
But they have a catchy tune.
National American University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? He those clothes probably sold very quickly.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Extra rounds of it.
And I'm sure even everything that he's had a hand in is going to start to be one of those collector's items. He was the creator of Off-White, too, his own fashion label. Alec Baldwin's going to do his first sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos following that deadly shooting on the set of Rust.
Oh, this is big.
Yeah, this is going to be big. So this is what a source is confirming to People, that he's going to do his first interview. They're going to talk for ABC News, and this incident occurred on October 21st, and you'll remember it led to the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins, and it injured director Joel Souza. And Alec has publicly addressed the accident twice. He posted a statement on Twitter, and then he also talked about, you know, cooperating with the police investigation. But I guess he's been, understandably, really, really struggling with what happened.
Oh, I bet.
And he's going to sit down and talk to Alec. So I don't have any dates about, like, when this is going to be shot or when it's going to air, because all it is a source telling People that it's going to happen.
I wonder if his lawyers, if there's going to be a long list of don't ask this, don't ask that.
Oh, I bet the pre-question list is going to be pretty
important.
Significant.
They're going to be sitting right there by George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is, you know, it's going to be
the taser.
I think an opportunity for him to tell his story and sort of try to win over the court of public opinion that this was so unintentional. And I don't think anybody believes it's intentional, but no. I think they might buy into the idea that there could be carelessness on Alec Baldwin's behalf that led to this, right? I mean, we're not saying like he intentionally would have ever done this, but he's also trying to, you know, there's a motive for telling your story, you know, if you want people to believe a certain thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there you go about that. And then one more downer. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
The more and more families of the victims who died at Travis Scott's concert at Astroworld are turning down Scott's offer to pay for burial costs.
Yeah.
So his attorneys have been sending out these letters saying we're going to pay $7,500 in funeral burial costs. And it's one after the other are saying, no, we don't want your money for this, and a lot of them are in litigation to try to get bigger settlements.
Of course. Their lawyers are like, you will not accept this.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's peanuts.
It can be used against you later.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow, sunshine and rainbows, my friends.
Yes.
We're going to go cry.
Sorry, you guys. Join me.
Yes. When we come back, the best of passing notes next.
Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Ooh, I can get enough.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
It's the first show of the new year, and the Captain Antoniel Do It Right, with their guests Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., John Biner, Muhammad Ali, and Joe Namath. It's the new 1977 Captain Antoniel. You are the apple of my
eye, yeah. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Don't forget to set your DVRs for Captain and Tennille tonight on ABC.
Featuring yeah. Marilyn McCoo. Big deal.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Big deal. Marilyn McCoo, man. That was,
she was everywhere.
Everywhere. That's right. Thank you for being here. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. If you can't listen to us live, listen to us later at your convenience. Mm-hmm. That's right. We try to be as convenient as humanly possible.
Yeah. Cheap date.
Very cheap date. Wednesday means a few things, and one of them is the very best of passing notes. What do we have today, Dawn?
Okay, today, Katie Canine is very versatile in her acting skills.
Yes, she
is. You know, she was Alexis's alien mother on the planet Krafton, I believe.
That's right.
Uh-huh. In these passing notes. And then also, or what was that? No, that was
Burying Lex.
Burying Lex.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And now she's playing my friend Brandy, who I would like to describe as a spaz. I don't know if that's how it comes across here, but she was the girl who you're like, okay, calm down, we're going to get kicked out of class type of a girl. Very hyper. Very hyper. Okay, so here we are. This is Katie Canine as Brandy.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found, read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
In case you're new to passing notes, the sounds of the 1972 Looking Glass hit Brandy means one thing. It's a note from Dawn's friend Brandy. Played by animal expert Katie Canine.
I love you, Don Don.
I think this might be the last Brandy note in the collection. So, like real Brandy, let's put it in a snifter and drink it up. To refresh our memories, here's my favorite Brandy moment, where in a previous note, she told Dawn she was jealous of her. But maybe actually not, because of some Back to the Future space-time continuum teenage girl logic? Have a listen.
I can't wait to see Stuart. I want to see what girl he's with and if he talks to me. You're finally going to be with Chris. Aren't you excited? I would if I were you. You are so lucky to have a boyfriend. I wish I were you. I wish I were you. I wish I were you. You lucky ducky. No fair. I'm glad I'm not you, because if I were, I'd be going out with Chris and not Stuart. I guess it wouldn't matter even if I was you, because I'm not going out with him, am I?
So here she is, in her final note to Dawn, Brandy.
Hey, what's up? Not much here in biology. We almost had to take a test today. I actually studied. For instance, did you know that a scorpion breathes by book lungs? And mycids have gills?
Okay, I had to Google book lungs and mycids. Respiratory yeah. organs that look like a folded book and shrimp-like crustaceans.
Yep, it's true. I'm really glad we didn't have to take it today. I saw Matt and he winked at me. Ooh. Wow, he likes me. Haha.
You know, now that I think about it, wasn't it kind of funny to hear Katie Canine's voice giving out animal information, but yes. not about cats and dogs? I don't know, whatever. Carry on.
I'm going to try not to say anything to him. Not that he's going to care, but oh well. He'll probably be glad that I am not talking to him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, couldn't you imagine Katie Canine doing an animal advice radio show, but like for anthropods and mollusks and other things I haven't thought about since ninth grade biology? Okay, sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
Don't forget to tell him what you are planning on saying to him. I love him to death. He's about the cutest thing I've ever did see. You know, now that I'm writing this, I don't even think you're here today. Oh, that's okay. I'll give it to you Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Brandy. I just can't stop thinking about this alternate universe Katie Canine call-in show. I think it would sound something like this.
Hi, Katie. We have a pet mycid.
Pardon?
It's a small shrimp-like crustacean.
All right. All right.
His name's Bubba Gump, like from that movie, and I'm not sure everything's okay.
Is he itching a lot?
You know, it's more of a digestive issue, I guess.
Okay, and when what does your doo-doos look like? Do they look very dry, very hard?
Well, gosh, it's all pretty soft. What do you call that?
Diarrhea.
Oh, I hate that word.
Yeah. At our house, we call it water butt. Because diarrhea sounds so yucky. Yeah.
Right. Well, any advice?
What kind of food are you feeding?
Usual mysid food.
All right. All right.
Algae, plankton, detritus. Which is the fragments of dead bodies and fecal materials.
Okay, let's stop.
Stop talking or...
Don't feed them. Give their digestive system time to settle down.
Oh, thanks so much for the advice, Katie.
Okay, give a holler. 651-641-1071. Who's up next?
Hi, Katie. This is Diane in Burnsville. We have a pet scorpion.
Okay, and what's going on?
He just won't stop stinging people. He stung my husband in bed last week, and we're not sure he's going to make it. What can I do?
When you start having tussles like you are now, then you have to say, I'm wrong, because when you're entitling them when they get to sleep at the same level as you. And so you want the hierarchy, whereas I'm, you know, up here and you're down here. And so tether her to the bed so she doesn't jump up into the bed.
Okay, I was thinking about maybe using a sedative with him. Maybe that would calm him down.
Teach. Don't drug. All right.
Okay, well, I'm looking for a solution. If my husband wakes up from his coma, I don't think he's going to want to have the scorpion around anymore. Any kind of devices that could help?
I use a pinch collar on him. All right. I know it looks like a torture device out of the 1800s. I fit them very loose so they slide on, slide off.
Is this for the scorpion or for the husband?
It can be a sexual thing, but it also is a dominance thing that I'm cool and you're not.
Okay. I think I might have called the wrong show. I'm going to let you go.
I'm all worked up. What can I help?
I'm sorry that got weird. Most of my dreams do. Let's just wrap up the note, Brandy.
Erica Van Slyt is so skinny. She has a cute figure. Kind of like mine. Oh. Yeah, right. I'm a turtle. I wish I wasn't so fat. Then maybe I could get a boyfriend.
Oh.
So when are you planning on...
drawing of a telephone.
Chris, that is so sweet. I mean, I can't believe he started crying. He must have really liked you a lot. Bye, Brandy Davis. Keep signature. You never know. I could be famous someday.
Then a doodle of Elvis singing.
Don't be cruel, ooh-wee-oo, to a heart that's true.
Say, Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
We got to save that one for like a Christmas week show.
Oh my gosh. What a great
one over and over again. Yeah, that's good. That's a great
one. The fact
one.
That he went back through all of her old broadcasts and just cherry picked things and worked them in and remixed them with these crazy questions.
Oh, he's a superstar now. He doesn't have time to do those kinds of things.
Oh.
He only works for the Donna and Steve show.
He lowered himself to our level.
I know.
Yep.
Now he's going to Red Lobster with the executives.
Yeah. Yeah,
he doesn't have time to do stuff for the lowly morning show. Oh, I love it. He's so, so good.
Oh, that's so funny.
Thanks, Rocco, buddy. And thanks, as always, to Dawn. That was, we love. That's why we do it on Wednesdays. It's just too good just to hear once. So,
did you break that Chris's heart, Dawn? Is that what happened?
Good question.
We just kind of decided we weren't compatible anymore. He did end up, here's another story, speaking of ex-boyfriends, he ended up starting a company with another one of my ex-boyfriends called Travel Now, which they sold to Expedia, and they're multimillionaires.
Oh,
both
wow. Oh.
Well, that
I
is the road less traveled right there.
I didn't pick either one of them. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
And you're stuck with us losers. What are you doing, Don?
Yeah.
Sorry,
I could
Don.
Be a real housewife of some Springfield.
Instead, you're going to do a half-assed podcast this morning.
A little bit later today.
Can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait, Kenny, really.
God,
it's
I love
fun.
Us. For so... something. 842.
Keep it raw. And real.
When we come back, the one and only, she's wearing nothing but cheetah today. Alexis has jumped the shark when we return.
Yes, I do.
Over when Kenny is putting on his Elmer Fudd hunting cap.
Yeah. cold.
My goodness. What the hell's wrong with us today? Welcome back.
Oh, what? Oh, he's got waders on, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you going, Kenny?
He's got those big, tall boots that go up to his crotch level.
There's something schooly around here.
Let's turn down Justin Bieber. It doesn't seem to fit.
What are you doing today, Kenny?
Kenny, what are you doing?
I'm minding my own business.
He's going into some kind of a
we're not.
Pool of water that's frozen or something. You're it going out on the ice again, aren't you?
Setting up your spearing house?
There is no ice.
Oh, he thinks there is. Look at his Twitter account.
There's ice, but it's becoming increasingly unsafe. It's turned white because of the warm days. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can go down the ice rabbit hole.
No,
so
we're
Alexis
good.
Has to jump the shark.
Yeah.
Short story is we need it to all melt and go back to water and then refreeze.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Got it. Well, on behalf of us, I hope that happens for you.
Clean up or something,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Elmer Fudd. Here we go.
Fire up the boat. I'm jumping the shark.
Not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jumped the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Literally Dumpamundo. There's this guy in Alabama. Yeah. He did something that we might think about doing in our own profession, but we don't because God is watching us.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Let alone do it six times. What? He's a FedEx driver, and he dumped packages in an Alabama ravine.
Horrible.
At least six times.
Wow.
Horrible.
More than 400 packages were discovered the day before Thanksgiving last week, and of course they're still trying to figure out when, who, all the different victims, and of course FedEx, they're probably blamed all this communication that they probably had to deal with people not getting their packages. Now they've identified and questioned him. They have not released his name, but they did show pictures, and it is remarkable that when you think of 400 packages.
Yeah. That's a lot. That,
oh, yeah. Yeah, he was just screw this. Throw it in the ravine.
Throw it in the creek.
Yeah. What do you think he was doing?
Must dump.
He better be careful because...
No. God is watching
God is watching
from the distance.
You got to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Is it worth it? God is watching. Uh-huh.
Oh, and what
That's
kind,
horrible.
And what kind of... punishment is what's going to happen to him?
What kind of professional? I mean, it's just people are just.
I'm really surprised. I mean, why not instead open them up and keep them for yourself? Or is
there
that
you
also?
Go.
Yeah, if you're,
I mean, that's wrong, but that would make more sense.
If you're already just a dum dum and just a dirty pig person. Why are you just dumping it? You know what I mean? No, you're Elmer Fudd, but why are you, if you take it to the next level, go ahead. You already suck as a human.
Yeah.
You're already a garbage human.
Breaks on.
Tell someone to go.
Yeah. What if you found those packages? What do you, as upstanding citizens, do?
Oh, God.
Oh, take them home, open them up, and use them.
Thank you, Jason. Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Yeah, there's no question.
I'm giving you a virtual hug right now. I thought for sure you were going to say, I'm going to call FedEx and tell them about
I'm opening them up and hoping there's a Burberry scarf up in there.
Thank you.
Those are all lady stuff.
You are just as messed up as me.
Dawn is mortified. Look at her face. Dawn is mortified at our jokes.
I'm not mortified.
No, I know. I'm kidding, Leather. I'm
Here's
kidding.
What you do. You find a wallet on the bathroom floor. That wallet contains $200. You take the $200 out. You put it in your pocket, and you send the wallet to the owner.
Ah.
Via the mail. Yeah, that's how that works.
That's how you found
finder's,
it, right?
Finder's fee.
No, I would return everything I didn't want. You know, I would just I would go through everything.
Like, retape it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look, this T-shirt, it's a small. I can't fit into that. I'll give it back. Yeah.
That dumb movie with Tom Hanks where he's on the island. What is that movie?
Wilson. Castaway.
Wilson.
The only thing that really, really made me mad is him taking so long to open those packages up. I would be, wouldn't you open them the second they washed up on shore? What are you saving them for?
Well, he didn't have anything to look forward to.
Yeah, he's on an island, girl.
Go stretch out the fun.
I'm kind of with Kenny. I don't think I can have played it.
Yeah, you know, you open him up.
He had integrity that we don't have. Obviously, we don't possess.
Yeah, it was a FedEx integrity.
I'm sorry, Wilson. I'm sorry.
That was an unusual attachment to that ball. I think there were some things they didn't show us between Tom Hanks and that soccer ball. If you know.
Wow, this just got real perverted. Yeah. I had one of those. That was one of the most fun props I was ever sent with this goofy job.
Oh yeah.
The studio sent me. Dawn, did you get one too?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Cool. I got a Wilson with the blood stain. Yeah. I had it at my desk for years. It was one of the, and I still have it. And that and another thing will end on a fun note. I unearthed, and I can't believe, Lex, you may have remembered me talking about this. I unearthed. And you bet your earse I'm wearing it next year, and I'm putting Colin in the other one.
He doesn't have a choice, whatever this is.
I have an exact replica of Will Ferrell and Napoleon Dynamite's ice skating outfit from that movie Blades of Glory.
Did you just get that?
Where, remember, Napoleon Dynamite is a peacock?
Yeah.
And
I love that movie. I know and people Will Ferrell, think it's stupid, but...
Oh, I love it. And Will Ferrell has the flames. It's an orange. If you Google Blades of Glory right now...
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Google How did you acquire right this?
Did the they send it to you? The studio sent it to me. They hoped back in the day when I was reviewing movies that I would wear them. And I couldn't fit into them at the time.
Oh, they should have asked your size.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So I'm next Halloween, girl.
Oh, I think you should do it tonight.
No.
This is a celebration of Lush. Come on, put that on.
Honey, come on.
I bought Lush. Take
your tail feathers. Come on, baby. Ooh, look at you.
Maybe I will. You know what?
Do a double axel on him.
Yeah. Oh, no. I can't be doing that.
No, a triple axel.
Yeah, triple sow cow. Come on.
Look at the time. Look at the time. Okay. Ooh. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
You do you. You be you and put that costume on tonight and take pictures and video. We want to see it. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much. Don and Steve up next.